Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
How you doing?
Good.
My name's Laszlo Slim Fast, Splugy McSplugerson in there.
I like to, what'd you call one of their spots?
Spots.
I like it. We're doing the news, my man.
Okay.
You remember Matthew Perry from Friends? He passed away tragically.
Never saw it.
Oh, but you're aware of it.
I guess.
You're aware that he was a celebrity and that he passed away and that it's been in the news quite a bit because he overdosed from ketamine.
Impossible.
One of your favorite recreational drugs.
It's impossible.
That's what I always thought. I mean, they use it in therapy, right? He talked about it in his book. And there was this whole big investigation. They started arresting people. They arrested the ketamine queen. It's just a sad day, a day that will live in infamy.
Mm-hmm.
And they arrested a couple doctors. Now, they're out on bond, and these doctors are still allowed to practice medicine, but they're not allowed to prescribe controlled substances, I believe. They have to put notices on their doors that say, you know, hey, Dr. So-and-so is under investigation for it and has to go through the whole thing. I noticed one of the places, it looks like this guy works at, it just looks like a Minute Clinic, like a Hollywood Minute Clinic. And the local news there went up and looked at the sign on the door. It's just a little piece of paper, and it's printed very small. Kind of thing that if you and I were to walk into that doctor's office, we would never notice. And the reporter was asking people out front, are you aware that this doctor is... And I'm like, no. What's he in trouble for? Well, maybe killing Matthew Perry. And like, oh my goodness. But I think what they're really thinking is, look, this isn't my doctor. I don't have a doctor like most people. This is a Minute Clinic. I just need to go in here and get some medicine. And if you're telling me this guy doesn't have the ability to write prescriptions right now, that's what I need to know. That's all I need to know. And if you're telling me I can get the good stuff here, then I'm going in. But it turns out that as they're investigating these guys, they went through some text messages. And there's accusations that when Matthew Perry was having a hard time getting as much ketamine as he would have liked, he started doctor shopping. And when he found these doctors, found one, allegedly, that was willing to sell him ketamine for a lot of money, maybe like $50,000 for a few bottles of it. Yeah. And the problem is there's some text messages, allegedly, from one of these doctors saying something along the lines of, how much do you think this moron will pay for this stuff? Which is not great. Man, texting sucks. Just like, I hate that that's a thing now that police can just get that warrant and see everything we've written to one of them. Should all be using Signal and just have it disappear after a week.
I can find that, too. I don't trust it.
I don't know. I mean, the cops, it seems like when that stuff's been in the news and they've tried to get it, they can't find it. Now, if you leave it on your phone, they can. But if you had it set to disappear, they haven't handed it over. That I've heard of. Maybe there's been a story now. But nobody uses that. Some people are using text messaging or iMessage or Google messaging, whatever people use on Androids. And cops can see that. They can see everything you've written. And people don't go back and delete text that often anyway. So it's not hard for them to find. And then even when you're doing something illegal,
deleted, right?
Yeah, if it's from something using like iMessage, or if it was a text message sent over SMS, they can get it from the phone company, they can get it from Apple, they can get it from Google. So yeah, you have to use one of those encrypted services that claims to not save anything like Signal. And you'd have to set it to automatically delete those messages so that hopefully by the time the cops get their hands on your phone, those messages aren't physically on your phone anymore. But anyhow, this doctor had some pretty incriminating sounding text messages.
Dr. Salvador Plasencia and Dr. Mark Chavez are two of the five people authorities say created a broad underground criminal network that allegedly enabled an addict by selling him the powerful drug ketamine, with Plasencia allegedly selling Perry 20 vials of ketamine for $55,000 cash.
He wrote in a text message in September 2023, quote, "I wonder how much this moron will pay."
I wonder how much this moron will pay.
Apparently $55,000.
$55,000 for what they say, 20 bottles. So I don't know if that's a good deal or not, but it makes me want to try ketamine again. You know, all this talk about it, I'm like, if he was willing to pay this much money.
Again, like from earlier?
Like from the, it's been a long time. I don't think I did it right. I didn't think to myself, man, I'd go out and spend a lot of money to get more of that. I never thought that. So I think maybe I was doing it wrong, or maybe I had a bad batch. I don't know. I know what it's like to want to spend money on things that you shouldn't be spending money on. I know what it's like to try drugs that you really like.
A hooker?
Okay, well, she wasn't a hooker. I didn't regret that purchase. You act like I regretted that purchase, and I don't know why that now comes up as part of my description on ChatGPT. It's a little frustrating. Who put that out there? Someone must have posted that somewhere, because it's now giving me answers about, oh, well, I don't know how much money he makes, but I know that he bought a car for a stripper one time, and he also pretended to be a writer for Little People Big World for clout, so take that into consideration. Probably not doing great. That's basically what AI says about me.
You have expendable income.
Well, for that car, at the time, I had enough to buy her a Taurus. That's true. I do think about that sometimes, like, man. I mean, it wasn't like a nice new car, but you know, I just went out and just bought it.
Bought a hooker, a Taurus.
She was a dancer. I bought a dancer.
She was a dancer.
She was a dancer. She was 100% a dancer. That's what she did. She was a dancer. That's how I met her. She was
dancer
dancing.
Means like, you know, like a, she was in a ballet or something.
No,
or
she was an erotic dancer.
Or a hip-hop dancer or something.
She was an erotic dancer. Erotic. Right. How's that? Erotic dancer. You met her.
She was a boner manipulator.
You didn't know when you met her that she was my girlfriend. She wasn't my girlfriend. I'm kidding. But you didn't.
Well, you treated her like
you didn't know until later. As I recall, I acted like I just met her for the first time. Like, oh, I like her. And you went, ugh, which I thought was rude. And I couldn't tell if you were messing with me or what, or if you were just, you know, we didn't want to be fighting over the same girl, so you pretended disinterested. But
maybe I didn't know that you loved her.
I disappeared with her. And then later, when this whole story came out, and you figured out who it was, you did the, again. Like, I don't see. She was obviously attractive, quite attractive. She worked at a erotic dance studio, you know?
Oh, okay.
I mean, you don't go apply for that job, usually. Not in the big city like this.
Okay.
If you're not attractive. She was attractive. Anyhow, she needed a ride. Lazo acts like that's such a bad thing. I'm sure
when bought her a car.
I'm sure when you're walking inside the gas station,
someone
asking for change.
Just give her some money and she'll take you to the private room. You said our relationship's not like that. That's what you said.
Because it was more than that a little bit. We did go to the private room, but it was beyond the point.
It wasn't more than that.
Well, it was beyond the point where I was
only
willing
more than
to pay.
That because you gave her a car.
Right. I wasn't going to pay retail to get the same experience you would have gotten.
How much did you see her after you bought her the car?
Oh, maybe three times or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Never
I mean,
again?
I don't know how long I saw her total. It was one of those things. It was 6 months.
Then you got her a car.
Like that. She had
and then
problems.
She figured out another place to work, and then she never contacted you again.
Well, I don't know if she figured out another place to work. I know that they told her she couldn't work where I'd been seeing her anymore. They said that she'd been let go. So they said she wasn't showing up. So that could mean that she... But she was looking for a place to live. She was living
in
a hotel.
Because you came in, she was no longer there.
Yeah, and I asked when she was working again. They said she won't.
Because she didn't contact you or anything.
Well, right. I didn't want to get into her personal business. I mean, she had
a... She didn't contact you and say, like, hey, I'm not working there anymore.
No.
I'd love to see you for dinner or lunch or a breakfast ball.
No.
Something.
No, she disappeared.
Right, yeah.
She disappeared. I was
so
worried.
Maybe you, yeah, I know you were worried, but she probably was not worried about you.
I don't know. I'm sure She had a lot of things going on.
You think you crossed her mind?
She had a pretty serious drug problem at the time. She was looking for a place to live. There was a lot for her to deal with. I didn't expect her to make me a priority. All I was trying to do was help her out in any way that I could. And what she needed at the time was a way to get to work reliably. So I provided that for her.
I think you are.
And she did.
Quite a gentleman.
Come to work for a while. And when I say our relationship
isn't
like
that. Well, you gave her the car, and then she quit coming to work.
A while later, but people don't usually work at those places for a long time anyway. You know, there's a high turnover. So the point is, I wasn't just going to go back there and pay $200 for a half hour and expect the same thing that you would. Our relationship, that's what I meant by our relationship, is not like that. It's beyond that.
What did you expect?
Maybe we go talk without me having to pay you $200 for half an hour because we're friendly now. We're friends. And I bought you a car. Not really, no.
I know.
But it was also kind of implied that, like, I was just doing this to be nice. Like, oh, well, look, I know you could have been working. That's time you could have been making money, so here. Have this money. But it was obviously I probably owed her that money.
Yes.
Probably owed her that money. But she made it seem like
But
you don't have to do that.
But you weren't leaving without giving her the money.
I mean I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. But when we went back there, she talked. It wasn't like what you would expect.
Look, man, these are very simple rules as men, people in general. You don't know a hitman and the stripper doesn't love you.
I know she didn't love me. But it didn't matter because I loved her. And she was, you know, it was a transactional relationship, as you say, Lazo.
Yes.
So, but our transactional relationship was a little different than others.
It was not transformational. It was transactional.
Exactly. But I liked her. And I think she kind of liked me a little more than the average customer. That doesn't mean she was in love with me. Come on. She liked me.
You got mad at me because we went in there and you're like, no, she does like me. I said, I'm going to ask her to go back in the room with me. And I'm going to give her money. You're like, please don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a total jerk move. Because you'd already said that about her before, so I knew you were just doing it to take time
and
away from
it.
Us.
I took her back
and
there.
You did. Right, just to take time away from us.
No, just to show you that me and you work together. We're good friends. She does not care about you at all.
She still has a job to do, and
yeah,
she's got a boss.
She could have said no to me.
She's got a boss.
Did she say no to me?
I don't know if she's allowed to. I could see the boss getting very mad. Why'd you say no to this guy?
No.
You can't just turn a customer down.
No.
And you can't just walk into Walmart and like, nah.
Well, how about this? She didn't seem like she was upset about it.
Of course, she's a professional. Will you admit now, though, that she was good looking?
No.
No. She was good looking. Admit that. Would you admit that, okay, maybe she's not exactly your type, but that she was very good looking. Just not maybe your type. Would you admit that she was better than at least half the girls in there? Would you admit that?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
So you're telling me you think she was the least attractive person when we went in there?
No. But she wasn't better than half.
Okay. All right.
She was in the lower third.
Well, I spent a lot of money trying to get into her lower third. And just so you know, it did not work. But I never regretted that. I never felt bad about it. I felt like I helped her out.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know if it helped or not, but I did what I could do. Let it be on her conscience now, not mine. I tried to help. She needed a ride. Boyfriend situation was not good. And you can't live in an extended stay forever. Or maybe you can.
Lexus Terry just said, Laszlo treated your stripper girlfriend like Snowco treats his shorts.
Ha ha.
Which is absolutely true.
Okay. Let's take a break.
That's what happened.
Let's take a break. Can we do
if
that?
If she went to work after that anywhere else, people would have been like, dude, what's on your pants?
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
We're finishing the news here, my man.
Sure. Don't forget, doomscrolling, mitra-9.com.
Yes.
Go there. Use code word problematic. Podcast available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Spotify? How do you say it?
Spotify, I think.
Spotify. Apple? Mm-hmm. Or that cool new one that everyone uses, ETC?
Yeah.
That's what I'm on.
I still can't figure out how to get it to work, but I'm not much of a tech geek.
Yeah.
So.
There you go.
If someone wants to help, appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you someone who is a tech geek, though. There's this guy
Snowcone's
a tech geek, for sure. Yep. He's got a little pocket protector and everything. He knows how to hack a few systems, get on the dark web.
Like my pockets.
Right?
Yep.
The dark net.
Walking around in black shorts. on them.
Okay.
Yeah. That says, I know tech.
Yep.
I mean, it does.
It does. It really screams.
Yeah.
Screams, I'm not worried about the ladies as much as I am about the tech.
In my pockets. Right.
So a guy who's also a tech guy, like Snowcomb,
mm-hmm.
apparently owed some child support.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit of child support.
Yeah.
Somehow he owed over $100,000 in child
Pricey.
Support. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, you know. How long are you going without paying? 10 years, $1,000.
It doesn't.
You know, he avoided it for 10 years.
It doesn't tell me how many years he went, and it also doesn't tell me like per state. I was trying to get some idea before he came back. I tried to look up how much jail time you get. Apparently, you get the jail. Like they do other things first, right? They garnish your wages and mm-hmm. all these things, and they take you to court. It looks like you end up. They do like tax liens. They get rid of your passport, which you know. Oh no. And they start putting liens on your property and stuff and freezing bank accounts. But then the final thing is that I guess you're basically in contempt of court because the court has ordered you to do these things and you're not doing it. So I get the feeling that's what you're going to jail for specifically. Yeah. So it just depends on what state you're in, and they have these different formulas to figure out how much time you can get. Thing is, in this guy's case, he's in trouble for a lot more now than just unpaid child support. So this guy's name's Jesse. He's a Kentucky man, and he was sentenced to 81 months for computer fraud and aggravated identity theft.
How many years is that?
Well, I think they actually say right here in this news story.
A Southern Kentucky man who admitted to faking his death to avoid paying child support will serve more than 6 years in prison. Jesse Kemp was sentenced to 81 months after pleading guilty to computer fraud and aggravated identity theft. Last year, he...
Oh, I want to be a VJ or whatever?
Yeah, was that Jesse Kemp?
That sounds right.
Is that
actually.
Him? Is that him?
No,
is
this
that
guy's only 39. It doesn't look like
Last year, he used a computer to access Hawaii's death registry system, where he created a fake death certificate for himself. He did this to avoid paying child support fees of more than $100,000.
So he went to this Hawaii government database, whatever, completed this State of Hawaii death certificate worksheet, which I assume that you, maybe doctors do that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It says, assigned himself as the medical certifier for the case.
Okay.
Then certified his own death using the digital signature of a doctor that he's, I don't think he's the doctor. So it meant that he was successfully registered as a deceased person in the government's databases. And he admitted that the reason he did this was because he owed over $100,000 in child support. But he also... Access
his ex-wife know it. Think, did she know you're still alive? Or?
Looks to me. Well, I wish they'd give me some more information about the family here. Maybe they don't want to talk about them. I don't know, like the baby mama. But they really focus on his computer crimes here and then the motive for his computer crimes. It sounds like the reason they caught him is because they must have been investigating some of these other computer crimes. He was doing, you know, the whole darknet thing. We've talked about this. I don't know how to get there.
I don't know how. I've seen it talked about, but people are like, oh, you know.
Oh, good.
I go on
browser.
The dark web. I'm like, how?
Right. And it's like, once I download this Tor browser you talk about, then if I open up the Tor browser, am I on the dark web now?
I ask Google all the time, take me to the dark web.
I can go to Google from the dark web, from one of those Tor browsers, right? So does that mean I'm on the dark web at Google? Someone on Twitch maybe will know. But what this guy was doing, allegedly, was trying to do this for other people, selling identities and stuff like that. You hear about how our social security numbers last week got hacked, maybe all of them, and our private identity gets hacked from different companies. At some point, you've been a customer of one of these businesses who's had their systems
AT&T.
Hacked, and they say that our information is out there on the dark web being sold, and we've talked about that. Like, even if we wanted to buy it, we don't really know how to get there. Seems like a pretty important step. I can't get to the negotiation part if I don't even know how to get there and look for the stuff. So I don't know if he was trying to find other people who said, hey, you know what? I've got some unpaid child support as well. Could you help me fake my own death? But I have heard of people faking their own death before.
Yeah.
We interviewed a woman who wrote a book one time about people who fake their own deaths.
You'd have to move or something.
Or be a hacker, right? Yeah, well,
but still,
and then
people would see
you. Yeah, who knows?
Like, if your ex saw you or your kids, they'd be like, he's not dead.
Yeah,
and then they're like, hey, I didn't get child support. Maybe, and then the state or the city or the county, whoever gets it, would be like, yeah, he's dead. And they'd be like, no, he was just over here yesterday.
True. But so let's say that he didn't hide from the baby mama. Like, she saw him at times, saw him at Subway, whatever. And she's like, hey, he's alive. And she goes to the court. Well, then even if the court says, bring this guy in, I could just see things getting stalled constantly because a judge hears, oh, this trial's been canceled because this guy's dead.
Right,
and they're
sure.
Like, oh, he's dead. Or if they go to try and garnish his wages, they get a thing back that says, oh, this person's deceased. They died on this date. And like, oh. And then here's the baby mama. We're like, hello, he's not dead. And they're like,
maybe
what?
Maybe $100,000. She quit calling.
Right.
So when they try to enforce it, they just see, oh, he died. That's why it's late. And then they get rid of it.
Yeah. This United States Attorney for the Eastern District of Kentucky said, this scheme was cynical and destructive. Based in part on the inexcusable goal of avoiding his child support obligations. So under federal law, he must serve at least 85% of his prison sentence, and then will be under the supervision of the U.S. Probation Office, which is a weird way of saying he'll be on probation for 3 years. The damage to the governmental and corporate computer systems and his failure to pay his child support obligations amounted to a total of $195,000.
Okay.
They said that he owed, it was $100 and change for the child support. Then they also nailed him for this damage that was done to the systems, and they say he's got to pay tens of thousands. Come on! It's a computer.
Well, like, here's the other thing. I mean, I guess he wasn't paying it anyways, but he ain't going to be paying child support for the next 6 years.
Right. I wouldn't think.
Well,
and unless he's got money sitting somewhere that he somehow got legally and they're able to access that, he will not be able to pay you child support. But also, it's just like the things that we've talked about a couple times this week already. These fraudsters who seem to put in just as much effort as it would take, if not more, to
this might be cheaper than $100,000.
Well, this is probably, he owed a lot of back child support. But let's be honest, if you knew first how to get on the dark net, and then you knew how to find people that were saying, hey, do you want to pretend like you're dead so you don't have to pay child support? You could see some people out there. You probably know some people who might be interested in taking that up.
If they said, just fill out this form.
Right.
I may be like, okay.
And I'll digitally sign it. I'm a fake doctor. I'll digitally sign it. And the government's going to think you're dead.
Meh.
I mean, what do you need? Mostly, the government thinking you alive mostly means you owe them. You owe taxes. You owe.
Right.
So it's not like,
I just don't know how you get away with it. Like, you just don't have a job. Everything's got to be under the table from then on. That's the part where I think it feels like a lot of work.
Well, yeah. If you want to go get a 9-to-5, this probably isn't the route to
right.
go.
I don't know what you do.
You're dead. But this guy seems like the kind of person who probably didn't do 9-to-5. He's selling people's identity on the dark web. So, you know, probably thought, I make a living doing this. They think I'm dead. I don't know child support. I'm just really curious how much time people get in prison for not paying child support and how you end up getting to that. If you go to court and they say, well, we've garnished your wages as much as we can.
It's something in my shoe, like a burr or something.
I'm sorry, man. But okay. if they take all the money, they garnish your wages. So you've got a job. They garnish your wages. Okay, that child support's then being paid because they've automatically garnished your wages. If you don't have a job, then you don't really owe child support, right? If you don't work,
well, you could still owe it.
Can you owe? What? So could you? Could they say, hey, even if you're all caught up, you've got a job, you're caught up on child support, and you get fired, you have no job. Would they say you still have to pay a certain amount of child support even though you don't have a job?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
So, may, you know, you have to go back to court, and change it and say, like, well, I don't have a job now. I was paying $1,000 a month. Well, what can you afford to pay?
So, but the court could still...
The court could change it.
They could, but of course they could change it, but could they still say you still owe something even though you're making nothing?
Yeah.
Even though you have no income?
Yeah, you gotta go get a job.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're like legally required to have a job.
Yeah.
Like you said, if you're married, you're not. If you're married, you don't...
Right.
There's no one saying you have to have a job. There's no one saying... But... If you're not married and you owe child support to someone, suddenly, like, you have to have a job,
or you're in
contempt of court. Yeah, somehow get money. I guess your parents could give you money or something.
Sure.
But if that's not happening, then really what they're saying is you have to work. And I know they say they don't have debtor's prison, but I've never understood how the tax stuff, going to prison for that, isn't debtor's prison or the child support stuff.
It is debtor's prison.
To me, that is debtor's prison.
It's debtor's prison. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, isn't it good that we got rid of debtor's prison? Well, what happens to these people who go to prison for not paying child support or their taxes?
It's debtor's prison. There's no doubt about it. There's debtor's prison.
If you try to defraud the government for tax purposes, I understand that. You broke laws. You said I only... That's fraud. But if you just
don't
pay them,
or
you just didn't pay your child support, and you go to prison...
It's debtor's prison.
That seems like debtor's prison. It just means that Lazo's not allowed to put me in prison because I owed him money. The government can put me in prison.
Absolutely.
But that's how everything works anyway, right?
Yep.
The government was only ever the only group that could put you in prison. So I don't really get it. But anyway, Snowcone, if you want to, and I'm not saying that you do, or Lazo, if you want to look into this, you're going to have to get on the dark web. And then I would
I don't know how to get on the dark web.
I would just search fake death fake death certificate, don't want to pay child support.
Can I just do that on Google?
Maybe. Let's start with ChatGPT. Ask ChatGPT.
I don't know. I watched that Scott Peterson documentary last night.
You finished it? What'd you think?
Yeah, I would leave death out of it.
Yeah.
Now, Google anything with your ex and death.
Yeah, well, I would appreciate it if you don't text me, Jesus Christ, stop asking me to get ketamine for Matthew Perry. I really wish you wouldn't text that. Like I said, if you're going to try and be funny, you could do that over Signal, but how much ketamine are you buying? Jesus Christ, they're going to find out about this. That's what he texted me, as if it's a joke. They do look at that. The NSA probably just went, boom, and a little flag went off, and now they're going to start. You're going to regret doing that. They're going to look at everything else on your phone. I'll bet there's some stuff in there you don't want. Edward Snowden's old boss is looking
at. I bet you there's more stuff on yours.
Probably.
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother!
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo!
Yo. What do you think of when you think of Dad Rock? Someone says Dad
Wilco.
Rock. Wilco. Wilco, yeah, that's a good one. There's, what's that other stuff there?
Steely Dan.
Steely Dan. Yeah. Yeah, Steely Dan's a good one.
Rush.
There's that Yacht Rock, right? That's
like
a separate thing.
Like some Yacht Rock.
But Dad Rock, I'm with you. Wilco National. Is a good one.
Steely Dan's perfect.
Steely Dan's a good one. Steely Dan, Doobie Brothers, that's kind of what I think of. But the thing is, so now, you know, each generation, you got boomers who are obviously fathers, Gen Xers who are fathers, millennials who are fathers. So whether you like it or not, your music, if you're a Gen Xer and you're a dad, your kids still think it's Dad Rock.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So they put together the ultimate four dad rock bands for boomers and Gen X. They haven't done millennials yet, but they've got the four boomer dad rock bands and the four Gen X dad rock bands. Of course, as a Gen Xer, like I said, you're not thinking dad rock necessarily. You're probably thinking,
just cool,
good music, right? But it's what your kids think of as dad rock. So I'll tell you what they are in a second.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart. You will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.